Russell, wow, just a privilege and blessing to be here today, and your pastor has become just such a dear friend, and you know, it's a compliment. You get invited back, you know, as you travel and get to preach, you feel complimented. You get back to places, and of course, I love Town East Baptist Church, and you old timers know, you know, I've knew your founding pastor and preached for him. I knew Brother Larry and well, he was a dear friend and preached for him. And now such a good friendship with Brother Russell, and he and Christy have just befriended me and been kind to me, and I just love their family and so proud of them. You know, Brother Russell, one of the things that stands out, not only is he a great preacher and he's a leader, but he's built a phenomenal marriage and family, which speaks of great testimony for the Lord, because a lot of preachers don't have that. A lot of preachers do not have that kind of testimony. But it's great to be here. I'm glad to have my youngest daughter brought me. You know, the girls don't believe I can drive. They do not believe it. They said, Dad, no, they just don't trust me behind the wheel. Believe it or not, I still can drive. They're gonna take my cold, dead fingers away from my keys someday, I know. But Becky had come with me, I think, several times. Now, Sunday came with me today, my youngest daughter, the baby daughter, the spoiled baby daughter, which she says she's was the favorite of all the children. You know how that goes. But anyway, just great to be back at Town East. A lot of good memories here for me. A lot of good memories here. And, you know, one of my heroes passed away a couple of years ago, and now his wife is very ill. And some of you old-timers remember Randy Pike. How many of you remember Randy Pike? All right. Rosemary called me yesterday, and Adian, Randy's wife, is very ill in the hospital. So in your prayer time, whisper a prayer for Adian. Great. The Pikes were one of the greatest missionary families I've ever known. They were just phenomenal and had such a great ministry. And so remember that. Well, today I'm going to stick my neck out. I do that sometimes. But I don't usually bring a message like this one today, because it's off of a song. I've only done that a few times through all those years, but this spoke to me. And somebody very special to me had me listen to this song. And the name of it is God Already Knew. The Potter family sings that, the gospel singing group. I don't know if you've heard it, but and don't get nervous. Please, Pastor, I'm not going to try to sing it. I'm not going to try to sing it. I don't want Brother Russell to get up and say, all right, that's it. This is over. Because when I sing, they fly heaven's flag at half mast. And the angels fold their wings. So not going to try to sing it, but it is a great song. It came out of a heartache. You know, the Bible speaks of songs in the night. And sometimes God gives us a song in the night that ministers to our heart and helps us. And this is what that song did for me. God Already Knew. And this family had twins born, and one was healthy and vibrant and good. The other twin was sickly and very much in danger of risk of losing life. And the dad just couldn't deal with it. He just couldn't understand. And then the thought came to him one time. God already knew. God already knew. And God comforted his heart with that thought, and he wrote this song. He's a fellow from Missouri. He wrote this song, and I think it can minister to our hearts. So I want you to find your place in Psalm 139 today, because we're going to read some verses there. But this song has some tremendous words. I'm not going to read them all, but I'll read a few of them here to kind of begin here. It starts out, before he promised him a child, God looked at Abraham and smiled. God already knew. With Isaac on the altar lay, God knew he would spare his life that day. God already knew. Trust the heart of Jesus when the sun will not break through. And when taken by surprise, know that God already knew. God already knew. So what I want to talk to you about this morning, and I hope it'll be something that God will etch on your heart and touch your heart about, is this matter of the knowledge of God. Here's a great truth from one of the amazing attributes of the great God we serve. He is an all-knowing God. The knowledge of God is amazing. And David deals with it here in Psalm 139. The theologians called it omniscience, coming from the two words omni, meaning all, and science, which means what is known, means God knows everything. Now that boggles our minds sometimes when we think about it. He possesses perfect knowledge, therefore he is never in need to learn something. You're not ever going to teach God anything. You're not going to bring up something he's not going to know, because he has all knowledge. Has it ever occurred to you that nothing has ever occurred to God? Nothing has ever occurred to God. No, he never has to remember something. He never has to be reminded about something. He never has a new thought. He knows every fact about everything. Is that amazing? He is an all-knowing God. He is never surprised. There's never any time up in heaven where God said, whoops, I didn't realize that was going to happen. No. And that's where the fellow got the thought for the song. God already knew, because he knows the end from the beginning. David Jeremiah put it this way. He possesses total, boundless, absolute, universal, unlimited, comprehensive knowledge. He knows about it all. David wrote about it in Psalm 139. Would you look at those verses with me, please? Here's what David said in Psalm 139 as he thought about this subject. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting, mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and acquainted with all my ways. There's not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. David said, as he thought about all-knowing God that we worship, he thought, God knows me thoroughly, completely. He knows my thoughts, my ways, my down sittings, my uprising. He knows all about me, and yet he loves me. Is that amazing or not?
That's amazing.
That is amazing. This, our all-knowing God, and how does this affect me personally? David, it began to dawn on David. God knows me. He knows me better than I know myself. Did you know he knows the status of your health right now? Everything about your health. He knows your temperature. He knows the level of your faith. He knows the purity of your thoughts. He knows the hurts that may be blighting your history, the fears that may be clouding your future. He knows what your future holds. He knows what you are, and he's going to know it tomorrow. He's going to know the words you will say today, the words you will say tomorrow, and every word you'll ever speak in every conversation you will ever have for the entire time of your life. Is that amazing or not? He knows every word in my tongue, every thought in my mind. He knows when I'm going and coming, when I'm standing, when I'm sitting, when I'm rising, when I'm falling. He knows it all. One writer put it this way. God's mind is mind-boggling. God's mind is mind-boggling. It's just, it's hard to get our minds around this fact that we have an all-knowing God. He knows everything, everything, every detail, every fact about everything. 1 John 3:20 says, For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Do you believe that this morning? God knows all things. And then in Acts chapter 15, 18 says, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. From the beginning, God has known every detail of everything. Colossians 2, 3 sums it up this way about Christ, our Savior, in whom, the Lord Jesus Christ, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He knows it all. So the little fellow in Missouri, as he began to grapple with some of his questions and some of the things he had, and sometimes, you know, we nearly get angry at God about things that happen. And he began to think about God's knowledge. God already knew. God already knew. He knew what was going to happen. He knew everything that was going to happen. And he puts it all together in his plan, which is amazing. So we think of it personally. God knows me. Knows me better than I know myself. He knows all about me. He knows my flaws, my weaknesses. He knows my good days, my bad days. He knows, Brother Russell, my rough edges. He knows all about my rough edges. He knows where I'm weak, where I'm strong. He knows when I fail him, when I don't fail him. He knows all about me. And yet he loves me. He loves me. That's amazing, folks. God's knowledge and God's love for me is amazing. Now, this all-knowing God, we need to think of it in the light of our fellowship with him. David is nearly overwhelmed here as he thinks of this. Look down in verse 14 of this same passage in Psalm 139. He says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, when in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. I mean, from the time conceived in the mother's womb, God knew all about it. We were curiously wrought. God put us together. God made us. We're creatures made of the Lord. We're made of the Lord. He is the creator, and we are made by him. And David stands in wonder, and he said, I'll praise thee. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And God has planned every day. He's planned it out for me. He's got it all planned. He has it all together. You don't have to fret. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be in fear. God knows you, and he knows about tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. And David's just overcome, and he said, precious are your thoughts toward me. They're more than can be numbered. They're innumerable. You know how you think about your children? I know how I think about mine. I talk to them nearly every day. I talk to all my kids and try to pray for them. And I want to know anything about them. I want to know everything about them. Did you know God goes way beyond that? He knows everything about us, and he wants to hear from us, and he wants to know every detail. And he does know every detail. And God has that kind of love for us. That's why the Bible says and talks about the fact that his thoughts are innumerable. Innumerable. Think about that. Did you know God had you on his mind today? Did you know God had you on his mind 2,000 years ago when Jesus was suffering and dying on the cross? God had you on his mind. He had you on his mind. He was paying for your sins and my sins. God had you on his mind. His thoughts toward you are innumerable. They can't even be numbered of how much he thinks about you and how he cares for you and how he thinks about me and cares for me. Now, one of the things that makes me need to be aware of, though, God knows all about me. I'm not going to be able to hide any sin from him. You can't do it. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. Whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. We can't cover sin from God. You may think, nobody knows this. Oh, God knows it. God knows it. You have that sin down in your heart, that pride, that jealousy, that secret sin, that besetting sin. God sees it. God knows it. That's why I need to be open and transparent with him. That's why David's response toward the end of this chapter in Psalm 139, 23 and 24, he said, "Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting." God knows everything. So, Lord, search me. If there's something I need to confess, if there's something I need to make right, Lord, put that searchlight on it where I can be right with you and I can have things right with you. You remember that's what happened to Israel. Achan, if you remember the story of the Battle of Jericho, God told him, said, "First fruits belong to me. You go in there to fight that battle, first fruits belong to me." That's why we as Christians, we write that tithe check. We give that offering because the first fruits belong to the Lord. That's the way we acknowledge God's ownership and our gratitude to him. And he said, all of the spoils of Jericho, they're to be the Lord's. But Achan saw a Babylonian garment, a wedge of gold. He took those things and hid them in his tent. And then Israel went to battle the next time, and the next time went to battle, they got defeated. And Joshua began to weep and wail, and the Lord said, "Hey, get up. You've got sin in the camp. There's sin that needs to be confessed." And so they brought the people, they brought the tribes. God knew about Achan's sin. He saw him when he hid it in his tent. You're not going to cover up something from God. You might as well be transparent with him. You might as well be open with him because he knows you and he knows me. I mean, we may put up a false front to others, but God knows us. We may act hypocritically toward others, but God knows the inside. He knows the inside out and the outside in. He knows the ups and downs. He knows all about it. He knows my sin. He knows my failures. And you know what God wants from me? Honesty, confession. If he confesses, we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, I know this. I read this the other day and it's good. God is so quick to forgive if I just come to him and say, "Lord, I'm sorry." Did you know that? He doesn't hesitate. He doesn't say, "Oh, wait a minute, you got to do some penance." No. You say, "Lord, I'm sorry." Right then, he's right there to forgive you. Right then, he'll forgive you. Say a word, you think some thoughts, you do something you know is wrong. Just quickly, you ask the Lord to forgive you, and he forgives you. And he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That's why we need to keep short accounts. We need to confess it to the Lord and make it right because we cannot hide sin from him. And so David said, search me, O God. So another thing I want you to see about this is that, well, how does this fit with my prayers? You know, he already knows all my flaws. He knows I need cleansing, and he does that for me when I come to him. But if God knows everything, why do I have to tell him? Why not pray? I mean, if God knows everything, and he does, why do I need to tell him what I need? Well, Jesus dealt with that in Matthew chapter 6. Do you remember when he talked about prayer? And he said, your Father knows what you need. You don't have to be real repetitive. You don't have to put on a big show about prayer. Just get in your closet and tell your Father. Tell your Father. You know why? Because God likes to hear from us. Does God know what I need? Absolutely. Can he meet that need? Absolutely. But God has commanded us to pray because he wants that fellowship with his children. He wants to hear from me. He wants to hear from you. He wants us to call out to him. That's the purpose of prayer. Somebody said, isn't that a waste of time since God already knows it? No, because the Lord commands me to pray. Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. God wants to hear me. He wants to have that fellowship with me. See, the great goal of prayer is not getting God to do all the things I want him to. That's not the great goal of prayer. It is to bring my heart into the joy of all he wants me to have in his will. It's me getting to the place in submission to him where he can work and bless and help me. Sometimes we may need to even thank him for unanswered prayer. You know, Paul prayed 3 times for the thorn to be taken away. And the Lord said, no, no, you need that thorn. You've been exalted. You've got up, caught up in the third heaven. And so you need the thorn in the flesh. Sometime we ought to thank him that he didn't answer the prayer, where God can work in our lives and God can help us to deal with whatever we need to do. Yes, he knows all things, and here's what he wanted Paul to know. He said, my grace is sufficient. Sometimes there are burdens to carry, and there are thorns to deal with, because God wants us to know his grace is always sufficient. He wants to work things out for his glory and our good. Do we believe Romans 8:28? All things, the bad, the good, the hard, the sins, the failures, all things work together. He puts it all together. God doesn't cause bad things, but he works it all in his plan for my good and his glory. So God is working. God already knew. Can you say that with me right now? God already knew the burden you're bearing, the troubles you face, the heartaches. God already knew. He already knew. And he wants to work in your life and through your life to bring glory and honor to him. I can't explain it all, but I know this. In the long run, God wants to put it all together for my good. So sometimes through a veil of tears, sometimes through walking through a valley. But God already knew. And God already, the all-knowing God, all knows all about our sufferings and troubles in life. He knows about them. The poet said, God hath not promised skies always blue, a flower-strewn pathway all our lives through. God hath not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But God hath promised strength for the day, rest from the labors, light for the way. Grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, undying love. No, he's not promised a flower-strewn pathway, but he's promised he'd be with us. He'll strengthen us. He'll help us. He'll give us what we need. He is an all-knowing friend that cares deeply about us. Yes, there are troubles in life. The old African-American spiritual, nobody knows the trouble that I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. He knows. Because he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Whatever you're going through, Jesus, our high priest, is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. We are not all knowing, but he's all knowing. And remember Isaiah 55, his ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. As the heavens are above the earth, his thoughts and ways are above ours. And he knows. He already knows what you're going through. He already knows the burdens of your heart. He already knows the things that you face in life. He knows and he cares. That's why get a hold of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Yeah, the words of that song touched me. I thank God it spoke to my heart. Another verse of that song says, before he heard his sister's cry, God knew that Lazarus would rise, because God already knew. And before he healed that crippled man, God knew that he would walk again. God already knew. Before your heart was made to break, God knows, and God knew that he would make a way, because God already knew. Amen. And before you face tomorrow's task, God sees it all as in the past because God already knew. Trust the heart of Jesus when the Son will not break through. And when taken by surprise, please know God already knew. He already knew. And you can trust Him with all your heart. You can do that today. Let's bow our heads, please. I hope that thought from God's word and from that song and the knowledge that God has all knowledge will speak to your heart. Maybe there's somebody here today and you say, "Preacher, I've been going to church a long time. I've gone through the motions. I've made a profession of faith. I've been through the baptismal waters. I've gone through religious rituals. But my question to you is, have you really trusted in the Lord with all your heart? Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus? Is He real to you? Do you know Him down in your soul? Could you say this morning that you know Him, that He is your Lord and Savior? Could you say that with honesty and assurance? I know God knows every one of us where we are. There may be somebody here today wrestling with doubts and fears. There may be others carrying a heavy burden about some particular something in life. But I want to tell you, God loves you. He wants to save you. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants you to just come face to face with the fact you need Him in your life. You need to open your heart to Him. So would you let me come up close, personal this morning? Would you let me whisper in your ear the good news that Jesus loves you and He wants to save you today? He wants to make a difference in your life by your accepting Him as your Lord and Savior. You may want to pray a simple prayer like this, just a simple prayer. You may just want to say, "Dear Lord, I need to be saved today. I want to be saved today. I want my heart to be right with You, Lord. And right now, the best I can, I ask You to forgive me of my sins." Just be honest with Him. "Forgive me, Lord. And the best I can, right now, Lord, I ask You to come into my life. I want to put my trust in You. I believe You love me. I believe You died for me on the cross and rose again. And I believe You will save me if I'll call out to You. So right now, Lord, I call out to You and ask You to come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. And I really mean it." Now, you may not have said those exact words, but if you whispered a prayer in your heart and you meant it and you asked the Lord to come into your life today and you're not ashamed of it, would you slip your hand up right now and say, "Yes, I did. Thank You. God bless you." Somebody else? Somebody else right now to say, "Yes, I whispered a prayer like that and asked the Lord in my life today. Not ashamed of it. I want to nail this down. I want to know the Lord down in my soul. I want to know Him." God already knew. He knew you'd be here. He knew you'd hear this sermon. He knew that a preacher would plead for your soul. He knew a pastor would be here waiting to pray with you and help you. He already knew. He already knew. All you got to do is just take a step toward Him today. Open your heart and life to Him and nail it down. Nail it down today. Get it settled. You can pillow your head tonight knowing you've got peace with God in your heart. And if you died, you'd go to heaven. God already knew. He knew the burdens you'd carry. He knew the disappointments you'd face. He knew sometime the loneliness you'd have. He knew sometime the struggles that would be in your heart. God already knew. And He's got grace enough for you. His grace to pour into your life to help you through those times. God already knew. Do you know that? He already knew, and He's provided for you. He wants to help you. We're going to stand to sing in just a moment. I'm going to pray. There may be some that God just spoke to your heart and you want to come to the altar and pray. Maybe something that's just burdening you down, something you're facing, and you just need to come and bring it before the Lord. He already knows. He already knows. Just come and tell Him. He wants to hear from you. He wants us to bear our soul to Him. And then He wants to work in my life and yours. He wants to do that today. Maybe somebody, you need to join this church. God's speaking to your heart about being part of this church family. Or maybe somebody here, You just got away from God. You just got distant from the Lord. You need to come home. Just come home today. Father, would you speak to hearts? Lord, we just want to point people to you. You're the one that can save. You're the one that can change lives. You're the one that can make a difference to people. And Lord, it is a comforting thought to my heart to know in the darkest days, you already knew. In the days with the heaviest burdens, you already knew. And you're ready. You love us. You want to give us what we need to be victorious and to have peace and joy and the love of the Lord flowing through us. You want to do that for us. God, speak to hearts right now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Let's stand.